I love being with people. It's the most incredible thing in the world.
What are you doing?
How about a nebula?
Oh, this is nice.
What would this gorgeous gas cloud look
like
up close?
That this fabric is not limited to one zone or another. In fact, there's a region of the fabric that could hash out an entire universe with the variations in the laws of physics simply because...
How is humanity saved if it's not allowed to evolve?
Good question real quick. Does evil exist? And if so, can one detect and measure it? Oh.
Reality can be whatever I want.
You are now inside our nebula.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the next episode of the Into the Nebula podcast. I'm your host, Antimatter, and along with me is my fellow co-host, the one, the only. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hello, guys. I am Light. I do have one question for you, Antimatter. One question. In 10 years from now, would you say your future self would be proud of where you are at right now? Yes or no? Personally?
10 years from now, would he?
Yeah.
So, myself in the future, would he be proud of, like, me today?
Where you're at, yes.
Yeah. I think he would be like, damn. I feel as though, like, I think I'll look back and I'll be like, damn, I accomplished a lot in that year, didn't I?
Okay.
I think that's how I'll see it as. Because, like, I kind of rate myself based on, like, my year. Mm-hmm. Based on, like, what I did on that year. So I'm like, yeah, dang. Dang, the year of 2021 was kind of ass for the world, but great for me.
Okay.
That's how I'll see it.
I respect that.
That's definitely how I'll see it.
I feel like for me, if I were to look back on myself, I would be proud of myself, but I'll be disappointed in myself for how long it took me to get here. Because there are some decisions that even to this day that I make, that if I didn't make them, I'd be at that 10-year mark a lot quicker.
You know? Yeah, so I've had some of those decisions.
Yeah, so if anything, myself would probably be like, you know, we could have gotten here a lot sooner. I'd be like, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's probably the only thing. But yeah, guys, so we're in the podcast. How's it going? We got to throw in a deep question every time. We got to, you know, make sure you guys think about your life choices.
Do we? Is this a new thing we're doing? We're just throwing out deep questions? You're just going to hit me with a deep question at the beginning of every podcast now?
Every time, every time. We're just hitting it with a deep question like, dang, I got to rethink my life choices. And then we talk about
I think
Marvel.
That could be fun. And then we talk about Marvel. Well, I guess we're just going into the topics right now. So yeah, we weren't going to talk about a lot today, but then like we got some news on new Hawkeye series that we knew about it for a while, but the trailer just dropped.
Right.
And hey, what did you think about it?
Okay, one, it's a Hawkeye trailer. I'm excited. It's going to be a whole series. That's going to be a Christmas-based series. That's cool, you know. Finally, some funny stuff of Hawkeye. He's a serious character, but I'm in. But I am disappointed. The character, the main actor, actress for 13 Reasons Why. Yeah. No, 13 Reasons Why. The main actress for 13 Reasons Why. She was teased to be in the Hawkeye series. All they said was that she was going to be in Marvel. But a lot of people suspected it was going to be the Hawkeye series. She was not in it. So I'm a little like annoyed that she's not in here. And that's what I wanted. That's personally what I wanted. But, you know, we can't all have...
So you're upset that your celebrity crush isn't in the thing that you thought she would be in.
Yes. If she is in something better and she gets casted as a more powerful character, I'm all in. But so then I'm a little upset.
But... What character would you want her to be if she couldn't have been Kate Bishop?
That's a good question. I gotta think deep into this one.
Take your time. Not like we're doing anything important. Am I right, guys?
Wow. Okay, let me look up her name first, because I feel bad that I don't know her name. Okay, her name is Catherine Langford. That's what it was, yeah. What would I want Catherine Langford? She doesn't rock a blonde hair. I was gonna say Spider-Gwen, but she doesn't rock a blonde hair. She doesn't. She could rock a red hair though. Hold on. She could be Mary Jane. The right Mary Jane. The one with the
correct Mary Jane.
Yes. Personally, I want her to be like a really powerful character, like maybe like Quasar or something like that. Or yeah, I'd really like her to be up there. Or maybe she's too young to be Doctor Strange's. Cersei. Nah, never mind. Alright, anyways, it's the casting choice they picked, yes, I'm okay with it, but the thing is the casting choice is she's used to being in funny movies, so that's how I knew this was gonna be a comedy, a Christmas comedy. I'm all in for it. I don't know who the bad guy is gonna be, but from what we know of the Black Widow movie, Black Widow's protege, the person who took up after her, his sister, is supposed to be after Clint Barton because he, quote unquote, killed her. So that's why she's after him, and maybe she's gonna be the villain. So it's gonna be a spy people, you know, a spy movie, and like he's trying to train this new girl how to be a better spy than he was, and how to, you know, target well. It's gonna be interesting. It doesn't feel like a superhero movie, you know. It feels like a typical Christmas movie. Hey, Marvel wants to do their thing. They want to do their thing. I'm all in. It's the Marvel formula, so yeah. What do you think about it?
Personally, I understand why it exists, but I just want my nigga Clint to rest. That's all I want.
Yeah.
I don't want this man needs it, you know? Like he's had to put his family on hold for like how many years doing Avengers stuff, and when mm-hmm. he was finally retired, he got pulled back in with Ultron, and then finally when we thought he retired again, on the other side of the world, Thanos was snapping everybody out of existence, and that just so happened to be all of his family except for him. And 5 years he lived with 5 years he lived with that, going around the world, like uh-huh. pretty much killing, like full on murdering any crime bosses uh-huh. and big name crime families around the world, until like he found the slight chance of hope that his family could be brought back. And then he had to watch as his best friend sacrificed herself so he could have his family, and like that just, yeah, he needs a break. Like I'm talking about forever retirement, forever, like no more of this, we're done. He needs this.
Yeah, but the thing is this one's supposed to be more lighthearted, so maybe this is the retirement like plan he needed, so yeah. It's gonna be interesting. I'm in. But I'm going to a more darker route. Marvel, what if, man? What did you think about it this episode?
Yeah, this episode was really not expecting the amount of death that was in there of some big name people.
I gotta say, bro, Marvel was for all the Iron Man fans. You don't even see him. This man is dead.
Oh yeah, every time like Tony Stark does not get a happy ending whatsoever.
Whenever somebody else switches, Tony Stark has a side. Whenever somebody else is side, they will be different.
Yeah, so yeah, for those of you that haven't seen it, of course, fucking spoilers. We probably should have said that beforehand. But in this what if, it is what if Tony Stark did not, you know, get the metal shards lodged in his chest. Instead,
yeah,
he was saved by Warmonger. Yes.
Right?
Yes, Black Panther's cousin, Warmonger.
Killmonger.
Or Killmonger?
Yeah, Warmonger.
Killmonger, Warmonger, what's the difference? But by Killmonger.
Warmonger is a villain of Iron Man.
Alright. Light, there we go, I got it. I had to think for a second. Okay, but yeah, instead of saved by Killmonger. And so Tony never ends up getting captured in Afghanistan, never decides to make the Mark I Iron Man suit, never decides to make the miniature arc reactor, but instead, Killmonger saves him. So they go back to the States, and Killmonger shows off, yeah, no, your COO, Stain, did all of that to you. He was the one that assigned those guys to try and kill you, and I have the proof right here. And Tony Stark is so thankful. It's like, yo, like, I know, like, you're a military guy and whatnot. You don't really know how to like, run an entire company. But do you want Stain's job? What? Do you want Stain's job? I'll just give it to you. Sure. So, that happens. And obviously, you know, Pepper Potts being Pepper Potts does not trust this guy in the slightest. Does not trust him in any way. Because, like...
That's a man's. If you get a little too close to a man, you can't get a little too close to a man's, bro. It's somebody's man, bro.
Like her job is to make sure that Tony doesn't do anything stupid. And Tony does a lot of stupid stuff.
Yeah, honestly, I really didn't like this Tony Stark. Everything that he did feel like a Tony Stark thing to do, and Tony Stark is probably like one of my least favorite like main characters in Marvel. Like, I definitely love him over a lot of characters, but like compared to like the top guys, like he's not his favorite.
But this is like Tony Stark at his worst because he doesn't get, you know, humbled at all.
Yeah,
this isn't the guy who had to struggle to survive. Like, this is still rich playboy Tony Stark, doesn't learn a lesson and is still party.
It reminds me of superior Iron Man just without the tech. This one doesn't have power. That's the only difference. He doesn't have the power.
Yeah. So Killmonger and Tony Stark decide to work together.
Uh-huh.
And Killmonger reveals that he had a secret project going on himself that he thought could never get off the ground because he didn't have the funds for it. But just so happens, Tony Stark is a literal billionaire. He's like, hey, I'll make it. I'll make your thing for you. And he's like, this will modernize war and stuff. So they decide to be working on these giant mech, by these giant like mechs that are remote controlled by actual army.
Remember the reference is like Gundam. He's like, well, I was an anime fan. It's like, oh, well, we're about to
move the fur. Yeah, the so. Gundam. Canonically, Killmonger's a weeb.
Yeah, and like, Iron Man also
still, knows. Because like, that would still be a thing no matter what, bro.
Yeah, and Iron Man is also a weeb too, because he knows about it. He's like, well, the first ever Gundam is here.
Yeah, at the very least, we'll make the world's expensive Gundam. So we'll give it that. So yeah, tests keep going on, and like their first like somewhat successful thing kind of can't get off the ground because it doesn't have the efficient power. And we do get a little reference to original Tony Stark, because he's like,
right,
if only I can make like some sort of miniature arc reactor in order to power this thing up. And then he's like, nah, that'll never work. Come on, what am I thinking? That's stupid. Meanwhile, a different universe of him built it in a literal cave.
Right.
And Killmonger's like, you can't make a miniature arc reactor. Like, you can't power it with that, but you could power it with vibranium. He's like, yeah, where am I going to get that stuff? Oh, I just happen to have some right here on this, for this ring I have. Why do you have that? Don't ask questions.
For one of the top five smartest men on the planet, he was gullible. My God, bro. Like, I know Reed Richards would be, like, raising the eyebrows. Dr. Doom would be raising the eyebrows. Hank Pym would be raising the eyebrows. This man. Oh, okay, that's cool. Like, bro!
But Tony is like this guy saved his life, so Tony's like very trusting. I think that's Tony's biggest problem. Like, he's too trusting of people.
Yeah, and the thing is that he's not so trusting as in like he trusts his dumb. He's so trusting as he feels like he can handle whatever happens either way.
Yeah, there is that too. Like Stark does think he's invincible.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So he gets the ring and like is doing some tests on it. He's like, yeah, but we're gonna need a little more vibranium than this. And so Killmonger's like, yeah, I just so happened. We probably do, but don't worry, I know exactly who to talk to. And they go talk to Pepper to be like, yeah, we need you to make this sort of arms deal with what was his name?
Claw.
Yeah, with Ulysses Claw. And Pepper's like, yeah, look, I know you need to get vibranium, but do we really have to go to some black market arms dealer for this? like, is this really necessary? We don't do this. We're an official company. It's like, yeah, but we're gonna need this for the project.
And then they send Rhodey.
Yeah, so Rhodey is involved in this to help you know make the deal official. And Rhodey talks to him. He's like, yeah, look, here's this vibranium spear, 10 million, easy. And it's like, Tony Stark spends 10 million on a slow Tuesday in Vegas. What do you really got? And just shows him this entire vault filled with vibranium. Like, it is ridiculous. Yeah, like this entire vault. Don't worry about it. You don't want to know those. You don't want to know this question. Yeah, so T'Challa hacks into the vault, closes it, and immediately just starts taking care of the guards one by one. He's like, yeah. He's like, look, he's talking about like, yeah, look, I don't want any problems with America, but that vibranium is, like doesn't belong to them or you. I'm taking it back home. So Killmonger, the sneaky little bugger, shows up with this, what was it called again? Like this gun? It was like this giant repulsor. Gun.
It was a solar. It was a sonar.
Yeah, like this giant sonar gun that literally like just explodes your eardrums. Like it's like it hurts. I think like it hurts your ears so bad that the veins on your neck start to just bulge out. Like that's how crazy it is. And like getting and like a one and like a like on contact like headshot is lethal. That will kill you in one hit. So he just murks T'Challa right then and there, and to prove and to show no witnesses, Killmonger also kills Rhodey. Yeah, which incentivizes war between the U.S. government and the Wakandan government. So yeah, they're like officially at war. But Tony, considering you know, one of the smartest men on the planet, like had Jarvis record that entire instance. So Tony's like, I'm not gonna let you walk away out of here. He's like, what are you gonna do? Call the cops? No, the cops enforce the law. I want justice. So he decides to. So yeah, I kind of like that line. I loved that line. The cops enforce the law. What I want is justice. So he locks Killmonger and himself in his penthouse, along with a finished prototype of Project Liberty, Project Freedom, whatever the heck the giant Gundam they made.
Liberation.
And he's like, yeah, Project Liberation. And at first, it was kind of beating Killmonger. What I didn't understand was, why didn't Tony Stark then and there, like, order it to just snap his neck? Because he grabbed him by the neck at first.
Oh, God!
He grabbed him twice. That robot grabbed Killmonger twice in very compromising positions where Killmonger could not escape. All he had to do was use some extra pressure and he would have died right then and there.
He won out of luck. That's how I feel, bro. He won out of luck.
He really did, and he also, and Killmonger also had the spear with him, so he was able to damage it with the spear and destroy the robot, also stabbing Tony Stark in the shoulder. Keep in mind, it was in the shoulder. I looked, it wasn't in the chest. It was in the shoulder.
That's not a lethal
wound. Tony Stark
bro.
Still dies.
That's not a lethal wound. It's like, I don't understand.
Tony Stark still dies. I didn't get that because like you could clearly see it's not in the heart. It's not like in the lung or anything. Mm-hmm. It's not in the chest. It's more in the shoulder. It's dead ass more in the shoulder. Not a lethal wound, but Killmonger, a little bit pressure, Tony dies. Right then and there. And nobody knows that. And nobody knows, like, for now that it happened. But afterwards, considering that we are now, like, the U.S. government and the Wakandan government are now officially at war, the U.S. government takes hold of Stark Industries and is officially working under the U.S. government.
Yeah.
Killmonger is the head of the whole operation because they finally get Project Liberty out of the way with hundreds, and I mean hundreds of working actual machines, all with vibranium alloy armor. Killmonger decides to play sneaky and goes to Wakanda himself and is showing that, look, I am the son of Wakandan royalty. I'm here to help you. So, like, yeah, he's playing both sides, deadass. And T'Challa's father believes him because, like, he has no reason not to. Like, he thinks, like, yeah, no, like, why would he, like, this is my brother's son, you know? I feel bad for my brother because, like, of what I did to him. But his son, I want to help him any way I can. And he's still mourning the loss of his actual son, T'Challa. So I could see why he wants, like he wants to help Killmonger so bad.
That is true.
You know? So I think like that also blinds him a little bit. And we kind of get a worst case scenario where like, yeah, the Wakanda like beats all of the robots, but still suffering like losses because Killmonger like first deactivated the robots, then he reactivated them and blamed Tony Stark for it.
Man.
Tony Stark is a villain. No wonder, of course he would do that. Shut up. Wakanda wins, Killmonger is officially giving loyalty to Wakanda, and T'Challa's dad, in the probably one of the not in the brightest ways, gives him the power of the Black Panther. Killmonger gets the whole vision of like you know like the past like all of the past Black Panthers, and he meets T'Challa in the spirit realm. And he's like, is this what you wanted? Is this how you wanted to achieve your power? I did it. And he's like, I did it for all the people that were suffering back in America and stuff while you guys just sat there and watched. He's like, yeah, but is this how you wanted to do it? Solve bloodshed with even more bloodshed? I'm solving it with power, and now I have power. So he's officially the new Black Panther. Pretty soon he's probably gonna go after that throne. For a fact. He will kill T'Challa's dad.
This is interesting. This is one of those waters I was like, huh.
It does end on a silver lining though, because Shuri? What's her name? Yeah, Shuri ends up sneaking into Stark Industries to talk to Pepper, and she's like, yeah, look, I know that Killmonger killed Tony Stark and is kind of playing both sides right now. And Pepper's like, I knew we couldn't trust him. So Shuri and Pepper are forming an alliance in order to help take down Killmonger, and that's how it ends. And the Watcher's like, heroes never truly die, and blah, 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 and whatnot. And so, yeah, that's how this what if ends. Killmonger's new Black Panther, but we see that Pepper and Shuri are going to try and stop him.
Out of a rate of 1 to 10, I give this one probably a 6 or 7, you know? Not too high,
It's a very episode in comparison, mm-hmm. I think, to some of the other ones.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's not my least favorite. I don't think it's my least favorite, but it's not up there. I still think the Doctor Strange one's the best one so far.
Yeah, definitely. What is my least favorite? Probably the one that Hank Pym was killing everybody. That's probably my least favorite. Only because I didn't like that he was the one doing it. It just feels so lackluster. Comic book Hank Pym would have gotten that done way smarter and way easier, but this one I'll definitely give a 6, if possibly a 7, only because they gave me an interesting ending. But this episode was a pretty good episode, guys. Yeah. And Antimatter, this is on record our shortest episode. Before our shortest episode was 24 minutes. This is 21, going into 22.
Oh my goodness. Okay, quick, we gotta end it to make it official.
All right.
So yeah, guys, that is the end of the podcast. Make sure to like, comment, subscribe when we get that YouTube channel up. But share it with everybody that you know, your mothers, your fathers, your sisters, your brothers, your dogs, your friends. That one uncle you don't talk to, reconnect with him. He probably misses you. But anyways, do you have anything to say, Light?
Nope. See you guys later. Peace out. Stay classy.
Yeah.